And once again, it's 7:40 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And we are excited. This is the first full week now of the Come See Me Festival. We, of course, kicked things off last Thursday and wrapped up our first weekend of the Come See Me Festival. But we have more gas in the tank. And today, if you're looking for things to do, look no further than the home of the Come See Me Festival, Glen Cairn Garden. They've got their lunchtime and dinnertime entertainment, and we have one of the team leaders for this event joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Let's welcome Kelly Dills to the program. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Kelly.
Excited to be here.
Kelly has got truly one of the best laughs in all of the listening area. It's genuine. And it just makes me start laughing. You just are
smiling.
Well,
I'm glad I could be bright in the morning.
That's right.
No, you could have a job in morning radio.
Hey, I don't know about that. Y'all get here awfully early. The 8 a.m. radio, maybe.
The 8 a.m. radio. Yeah.
Not the 5 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Kelly, you can often hear Kelly's name throughout our program because she's part of the South State family, and that is the sponsor for the entertainment there at Glen Cairn Garden.
Yeah, so we love to sponsor this event. It's a good one because it's all week long, and it's every single day. We try to have some employees out there smiling, you know, seeing everyone. It was being with Glenn and Glenda, you know, we like to get our pictures made with them. So I'm kind of lucky as a team leader that I'm also, it's, you know, sponsored by my work. So I have a lot of volunteers that can easily be voluntold to come out and help me.
I was about to say, volunteers or...
So you're out there at Glen Cairn Garden twice a day, Monday through Thursday,
lunch and dinner. It's an hour and a half. So you come on your lunch break anytime. It's 12 to 1:30. You don't have to be there right at 12. If you get there, you know, a little bit later, that's fine. The flowers are blooming. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We're lucky. It's going to be sunny all week. So we will be on the Charlotte Avenue side of the park where the stage is located, the concrete stage that's, you know, always there. So today at lunch is Old Vogies. They're a classic. Mm-hmm. They're there every year. And then tonight we have a duo, Rumor Mill. It's a husband and wife. They're really good too. And Roman's All-Star Cafe will be the food today. So hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, things like that. You can get Kona Ice will be there tonight. Everybody loves a little Kona Ice. So that'll be tonight. And then tomorrow we have some other great stuff, some duos, some food, but you know, the food truck's there, but feel free to bring your own picnic. Bring your own chairs. Don't bring tables, though. We're not allowed to have tables. So you can have your tailgate chair or blanket. No tables. And, of course, we love our furry friends, but this is a Come See Me event. So please, no pets and you know, keep them at home.
So the time for lunch is 12 to 1:30, and then dinner is 6 to 7:30.
Correct.
Where is the best place for people to park? What do you tell people about parking?
Right. So you can park on Crest Street, but there's not as many parking spots on that side. So that would be the side with the bigger house. So the other side, I'm not sure what the name of that road is. Edgemont, on the other side,
yes,
of the park.
Mm-hmm.
There's
down to the
ample parking over there. On Crest Street, there's also a gravel lot if that is full, but usually you can find something with the Learning Center, the parking lot next to the Learning Center on the street.
Kelly Dills is just one of the Come See Me team leaders. She's responsible for the entertainment at Glen Cairn Garden. It goes on all week, lunch and dinner. And as Kelly said, you can bring a chair or blanket. Food is available for purchase, or you can bring your own. And in the last year or so, you all have partnered with food trucks, right?
We have, yes.
So that's smart. So
yes.
You just book different food trucks at different days and different times, and you can just come and...
Yep. And if you check the website, you can see the full schedule. You check the website, the full schedule of the musicians and the food trucks.
And as you mentioned, we love our furry pets, and we know that they're a member of the family, but Fido's going to have to stay at home for an hour and a half. It's okay.
That's right. Kelly, how long have you been a team leader, and what is it about the festival that makes you want to do this year after year?
Well, I think 2018... was my first year, I think. I'm not positive on that. But, you know,
We all have so much fun.
Yeah.
We just forget.
Forget, probably. So I love to do the festival because I love going to the festival. And since we're a volunteer-run festival, without volunteers, you do not have the festival. So this is a pretty big event. So I have a co-team leader, Mohit, who helps me. And he'll be with me in just a few hours when we're out at Glen Cairn setting up. So, you know, it makes it a little easier when you have a partner, but I just enjoy doing it because somebody has to do it, and I don't mind doing it. It's fun. I have a good time. Glen Cairn Gardens is one of my favorite events. Mm-hmm. I've always loved it. My kids love it. My kids will be out there every night this week. My husband will bring them, and we just love it. It's a good event. It's fun. It's low-key.
It is. It's a chill event. It's very chill.
Well, when it's sponsored by your business, that also helps, but it also will give the employees a chance to see each other outside of work, right?
Exactly.
And you get to work with them in a different fashion, whether they're voluntold to be there or not. But it's like that no matter what industry you're in. When you're working in the office, mm-hmm. you have your personalities and you have your rules to live by. But when you can take it offsite and work together as a team in a different light, you know, you see the strengths of employees that you realize didn't know how to strengthen.
Exactly.
Like that.
You aren't working on your banking skills out at Glen Cairn Garden.
And you, we often, Ashley and I talk about like our event for Broadway night. It kind of goes on all year long because we have to have mm-hmm. auditions and we have to promote it. Then we have rehearsals. I mean, but you're out there for your event goes on for four days.
4 days. It is.
Noon and evening.
And you kind of forget about it until you come up to it and then you go, oh yeah, you know, I'll pretty much be out there all week. And I laugh because, you know, I tell them we need more than one shirt. I can't wear my same volunteer shirt all week. And I'm not doing laundry every night.
It,
I don't get home till 8 o'clock. Yeah. So, you know, you need to give us some more shirts because it is a time consuming event. But, you know, that being said, it's a fun one because it gives the community a chance to get out there. It just happened on one day.
Right.
So, you know, unlike, you know, if I can't go on, you know, I can't come to y'all's event on Thursday night because I'll be at Glen Cairn.
Right.
But, you know, I have the opportunity to come another night. So it's kind of nice.
It's 8 times. I mean, it's an event that goes on 8 times.
You know, at lunchtime, you see a lot of retired people, people with young children. And of course, you know, the older people love watching mm-hmm. the young kids run around and have fun. And then at night, you'll have more families with, you know, working parents that are there. So it's just, it's a different crowd, but it's fun. It's a good time.
Well, the Come See Me Festival is lucky for all of the team leaders and volunteers, including Kelly Dills here. All right, well, stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me for 60 years.